One of the earliest legends of revenge is the biblical story of Judith cutting off the head of Holofernes. There are lots of artistic spins on this tale of the female avenger. Judith Kempfner looks at the story and two paintings that tried to bring it to life.
You could call Judith a magnificent beheader. Vivaldi wrote an oratorio about her, which sticks closely to the biblical description of her adventure. Judith is a rich and beautiful young widow, a symbol of virtue. Her people, the Israelites, are besieged by an Assyrian army of 10,000 only because they refuse to join a war. After 34 days, the siege takes its toll. In a vinyl recording of the 50s, the classical actress Judith Anderson reads from the biblical text.
And the cisterns were emptied, and they had not water to drink their fill for one day. Therefore their young children were out of heart, and their women and young men fainted for thirst and fell down in the streets of the city and by the passages of the gates, and there was no longer any strength in them.
And then Judith takes the initiative. She tells the elders that the suffering has gone too far, that it's time for vengeance. She walks straight into the invaders' camp, promising to offer classified information, lures the Assyrian general Holofernes into a drunken slumber, and hacks off his head. The enemy retreat, and Judith has saved her people.
Then all the people were wonderfully astonished and bowed themselves and worshipped God.
And her people said to her in chorus,
"Thou hast revenged our ruin, walking a straight way before our God."
According to the Bible, Judith tantalizes Holofernes, but is not defiled by him. However, some artists have taken the liberty of fantasizing about her. They have her as a rampant seductress, naked and sitting on the head, or dressed as a high-class prostitute. Other versions are almost comical. She presents an unbloodied, doll-like head to a bunch of angels, or shoves a huge bearded neck into a tiny drawstring purse. But some paintings of Judith, stunning for their realism, are by a teacher and his pupil. The Baroque Italian master Caravaggio greatly inspired Artemisia Gentileschi. She's now, by the way, very much in vogue, with an exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and two recent historical novels about her life. Both artists were fascinated with the violence of Judith's revenge. In Caravaggio's painting, the pillow is blood-soaked.
Caravaggio seems to have set a really unfortunate trend of spurting blood that was picked up by a number of his followers, including Artemisia Gentileschi.
Larry Silver is a professor of art history at the University of Pennsylvania. In the picture he's looking at, it's obvious that the artist is horrified at the thought of a fragile woman slaying a virile soldier.
This is a kind of mission from God, to use the term of the Blues Brothers movie. And in Caravaggio, she is demure, with a very delicate dress and with very fine features and with no seeming agitation or stress of her body at all. She, in fact, seems to extend her arms away from her body to actually do what she needs to do, instead of having to use her hips, use her legs, or get any leverage of any kind.
It's as if the artist could paint the real experience for the victim of this murder. The expression in Holofernes' rolling eye seems to be witnessing his own death. But what Caravaggio just could not bring himself to do was to show Judith as a real killer. Her sword looks like an egg beater. But it is a gruesome picture because all eyes are on the head. Judith is accompanied by her maid Abra. In the Vivaldi oratorio, Abra is impressed and scared. Oh, miracle, the fearful monster's head you have hewn off. With one blow you have conquered all. Let us go quickly. In the Caravaggio painting, the maid is an old crone, a foil for Judith's youthful purity. But when Artemisia Gentileschi came to paint the same moment in the story,
there's a quality of conspiracy and stealth and shared risk on the part of these two women of different classes.
The two women really are at work. I think it's in that painting that you see the work, if you like, of decapitating.
Mary Jacobus teaches English at Cambridge University.
And now I think it's not the drama of Holofernes' last moments, but the work of the women. And I think in their busy forearms and in the curious way in which his head seems to be emerging from between what could be almost be thighs, and the two women look like midwives hard at work with their huge arms giving birth to this head. And yet there's something quite different about that representation from Caravaggio's, and I think that the difference lies in the sense of the women's arms and the power in those arms.
Two pairs of stocky butcher's arms. The sleeves are rolled back and the muscles are working hard. The blood is spurting out of Holofernes' neck. Both women look determined but unemotional. They have to get on with the job. At a current exhibition showing Artemisia at the Met, there are two pictures called Judith Beheading Holofernes. The same composition, only in the second version, the women wear more lavish clothes, and the blood flow only increases. The story of Artemisia Gentileschi's life is shadowy, but...
One of the things that we know about her is that she was raped as a young woman in the studio of her father by a fellow apprentice. And many people who have studied her have sometimes wanted to see her fascination, her ongoing fascination with Judith, as a kind of woman avenger, as a form of compensation for the trauma and the abuse that she suffered, not only in the rape itself, but in the subsequent trial, which was unsympathetic to her and very unpunitive towards the male.
During the 8-month trial in a papal court, Artemisia refused to deny that she was raped, even under torture. She obsessively returned to the story of Judith, painting it at points before and after the beheading, though the depictions of the deed itself are her signature work. The exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Art compares her work not only to Caravaggio, but to that of her father Orazio. He has two Judith paintings in the exhibit. As expected, they represent Judith and her maidservant after the decapitation. The result, much less bloody, and much less dramatic. And the model for Orazio's Judith? His daughter, Artemisia. For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.